been fairly well known for some years now, well into the early 1970s. They've had some pretty significant debris flows and mud flows within the town of Glenwood Springs, and there's been studies done. Oh, I'm aware of one in the 70s, and then a much more comprehensive study that was done in the early to mid-1980s, where they have looked at the different basins within the confines of Glenwood Springs that would impact the valley bottom.
Is it fair to say that in certain areas, mudslide potential is high?
Oh, yes. I mean, they occur. Now, they haven't occurred here that I can think of with anything that would be recent, but there are famous pictures of the streets of Glenwood Springs that are full of debris.
And are there areas right now that are of concern?
Well, I think many of those steep basins that run up into the hills, of the Eagle Valley Evaporite and some of the rocks up there, the Maroon Formation, all those small basins that come down into town there have the ability to generate debris flows if they get a large precipitation event.
Mm. And you're with the Colorado Geologic Survey. How do you guys become involved? Is it something where if there's a developer who wants to build in a certain place, you might be called in to give a review of what the potential is?
That's one of the ways. We have a land use review program where counties are required to forward to us land use proposals that we then look at for potential geologic hazards. Now, that's just counties. Municipalities are not required to do so.
And that's because they have those kinds of staff already on hand?
Well, no, it's just a home rule thing. When they wrote the law, they just made it for counties. I guess it's a home rule stipulation.
I've heard about something called settling soil, say in the Wolfshone area. This is near the shopping development with Target and then also a municipal building. Tell me a little bit more about what's going on there.
Well, these are locations on the sides of the valleys there, and the sediments below are these unconsolidated deposits of debris materials that have fanned out onto the valley bottoms. So when we talk about the debris flows that occur, the soils that are deposited by these debris flows have the potential to settle in the future. And the reason why is because as these soils, it's a very turbulent mud and debris deposit. When it fans out onto a slope, it dries out very quickly. But as soon as that soil gets wet, then they'll start shearing and the grains will start orienting themselves into a denser configuration. And that manifests itself as settlement at the surface.
Which means buildings can shift from one side or another, crack, that kind of thing.
That's right, especially when you start introducing water. And that water introduction can be through irrigation. It could be a change in the overall drainage network of a given area.
Keeping all of that in mind, I mean, would you shop at Target or grab a bite to eat at that shopping area? Or knowing that the soils are settling and... Or is it something where this all might move slowly enough that you would feel comfortable spending a little time in that development?
Oh, yeah, I would spend time there. I don't think it's a life-threatening situation. I just think you're going to see that you have the potential of just a slow kind of degradation of the structures, and that's kind of what you see with the municipal building, where you just see kind of cracking forming, the concrete slab shifting, you can get settlement. The developer up there, they did put a large diversion structure above those structures for debris flows. There's nothing there that's life-threatening.
Well, Jonathan White, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Glad to talk to you.